Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Death toll climbs in northern China explosion. At least 50 people are dead from a series of enormous explosions at a hazardous materials warehouse in the northeastern Chinese port city of Tianjin. Chinese state media say 700 people were injured in a Wednesday blast. Xinhua reports most of the casualties were migrant workers who live in nearby residential communities. Emergency personnel are continuing the search for the missing. It's not known what caused the explosions. Iraqi officials say a powerful truck bomb tore through a Shiite neighborhood of Baghdad Thursday, killing at least 67 people. Dozens more were wounded when a truck packed with explosives was detonated just after dawn at the crowded Jamila Market in Sadr City. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for the attack. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed grave concern to his Russian counterpart over a sharp rise in separatist attacks in eastern Ukraine. In a telephone conversation with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, Secretary Kerry urged an immediate ceasefire and called for full implementation of the ceasefire agreement reached between Ukraine's government and Russia-backed separatists in Minsk, Belarus, earlier this year. More than 6,500 people have been killed in eastern Ukraine since the fighting broke out in April of 2014. Nigeria's president ordered the military to defeat the Boko Haram insurgency within 3 months. President Muhammadu Buhari spoke in Abuja Thursday as he swore in four new military chiefs in an effort to re-energize the fight against Boko Haram. This is VOA News. The head of the World Health Organization says that Ebola could be soundly defeated in West Africa by the end of this year. UN correspondent Margaret Bashir reports.
Dr. Margaret Chan told the UN Security Council that current surveillance and response capacities have greatly improved, and health workers have a better picture of how the disease spreads. Speaking via a video link from Hong Kong, she said the three most affected West African countries have made huge progress. New cases in Liberia have stopped, and in Guinea and Sierra Leone, a total of only three cases have been reported during each of the past 2 weeks. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
Pakistan and Afghanistan held high-level meetings Thursday in an attempt to ease tensions between them following a series of terror attacks in Kabul that have killed scores of people. An Afghan delegation led by Foreign Minister Salahuddin Rabbani met with Pakistani Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif in Islamabad and held separate talks at Pakistan's foreign ministry. Al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri pledged allegiance to the new head of the Taliban. In an audio statement posted online, Zawahiri backs Mullah Akhtar Mohammed Mansour amid infighting over the successor to the Taliban's deceased supreme commander, Mullah Mohammed Omar. Swedish prosecutors say rape allegations against WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange will continue to be investigated, but have dropped charges of lesser sexual misconduct. Three cases of sexual molestation and unlawful coercion against Assange were dropped because of a 5-year statute of limitation expiring. Sweden issued an arrest warrant for Assange after two women accused him of rape and sexual misconduct during a visit there in 2010. Assange took refuge in the Ecuador embassy in London in 2012 after British courts said he could be extradited to Sweden. He denies the charges, saying they are politically motivated. The next phase of the historic normalization of U.S.-Cuba shifts to Havana Friday, where Secretary of State John Kerry will raise the flag over the U.S. Embassy in Havana. The event marks the ceremonial reopening of the diplomatic facility after decades of severed relations. Ahead of the ceremony, the U.S. is deflecting criticism about dissidents and not involving dissidents in the official ceremony. Spokesman Mark Toner for the U.S. State Department.
As much as we look forward to increasing our diplomatic engagement with the government of Cuba, we're well aware of the challenges that we face on the human rights sphere, and we're not going to shy away from addressing those challenges and continuing to meet with key members of civil society in Cuba.
State Department spokesman Mark Toner. Cuban President Raul Castro and President Barack Obama announced a resumption in formal relations last December, and talks have been held since then to ease business, trade, and travel restrictions. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.